Blog Talk Radio.
I never gave up.
I'm not gonna make it. That's the devil
trying to steal the joy that you have.
Go down on your knees, pray each and every day. Gotta step in.
We got an amazing show lined up for you on this beautiful Monday. I'm here in Orlando, Florida. The guy that gave, he done filled my lungs with air. He done gave me some eyes to see, gave me some feet to walk on, the devil head, and I just give God glory and say, ooh, wait, I'm still alive in Jesus' name, y'all. And this ain't got nothing to do with no religion. You can serve your Buddha, you can serve your Allah, you can serve your whatever. But I'm going to serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and his name is Jesus Christ, the Son of God and man. And I'm excited to be here in the land of the living, because get what? If everybody dead, needs somebody here to tell the truth, let it be me. We want to welcome you into the Great Stairs Show. Hopefully you got your seatbelt buckled up. We're going to take a ride. We want to empower you, encourage you, and let you know that if God loves you, that's all the love you need, and you need self-love. You need to learn how to love yourself. Because when you love yourself, you can learn how to love others. Again, with that being said, God, I just want to thank you for this opportunity to go on the airwaves and share your love and your promises with the world. In spirit and in truth. So we thank you for it now. In Jesus Christ's great name, amen. On the lines, DJ Prayer. I got DJ Prayer, the ones and twos. What's happening, DJ Prayer?
Hello.
Yo, what up? What up? What up?
What
that song say?
Work on
top of work?
Yeah.
What about, I heard somebody say, ooh, I like that song right there. You got to play it again. And you see how you were detailed, you played it again for. So you got to clap that up. Clap that up for yourself. Clap that up.
Well, you know, a DJ got an honest request.
That's right. A good DJ, but other DJ try to tell you what you need to be doing. Ain't that something? And they don't know it yet, but they already been telling you what you need to be doing. And you done gave that specific direction. See that? See, you can listen. See, when you can listen, you can learn. How was your weekend?
Oh, it was a weekend, wasn't it? I don't even know. There was so much going on this weekend.
Dang, man. I know you got it going on because anytime you can feed your dog some lobster tails. I know you bad to the bone, but you serve an amazing God. I say, what the dogs eating? They eating lobster tail with butter on it, too. I say, what the hell are you telling me?
They had them a tomahawk steak the other day. This make their third tomahawk steak.
Dang, they got the tomahawk steak. What are you telling me?
See, the first one.
Well,
somebody needs
to eat it. Huh?
And then, I said the first one I put on the pit for myself. So I ate on it. It was tender. Oh, it was good, too.
I put it up
on the stove up there. And I went outside to help my husband do something. And I came back and I looked over at the stove and I didn't see nothing. And I heard crunch, crunch on the couch.
And then she
had got my tomahawk steak. And
dang. Well, girl, you know, when I was out there, and y'all, I want to let y'all know that this is the amazing producer of the brand new movie Phenomenon that's coming to a theater in a city near you in the Pastor Study. Ooh-wee. I had to borrow some money to get out there to be on this piece. I'm telling you, I am so excited, y'all. Y'all better pull up your straps, because in the past, the Study is going to take you on a ride way faster than a roller. It's a book. It's a TV series. It's a movie.
That book. Oh, my gosh. That book.
Oh,
I'm scared of that book. I got to go reread that book again before we publish it because we're real close to publishing. I just got to reread it one more time because, ooh.
Oh, that movie. Ooh, that TV series.
Yeah.
What, the movie? Wait a minute. Only thing I can tell you about the movie is, ooh-wee. I ain't never seen a director be all down on her knees, her boots scrubbing the floor. She can look up under your dress if you had one on. Look up under your ball pit.
I don't want to be looking up under the dress.
I've never seen an executive producer like you. I'm talking about, boy. I'm talking about where people be on a rolling board rolling. She rolling on her back, flying, getting carpet burned. There's no carpet on the floor, though. I think if there was some carpet somewhere in there.
No, it ain't no coffee
burn. I just know you're a producer.
It wasn't no coffee burn.
You got to bring, huh?
I said it wasn't any carpet burns.
Well, that's good. How the horse doing?
Which one?
I just want to say this before we bring our guests. Huh?
There's seven of them out here. Which one you talking about?
Yeah, you got seven animals. I haven't seen the newborn. The newborn now about tall as me.
Yeah, she's getting there.
Her name is Blue.
We're expecting
beautiful,
the other
beautiful horses.
We're expecting the other one anytime now.
So watch this real quick before I bring my guest on the line. I want to talk about this new TV show called Cutting Up Family. What is it called?
I'm not allowed to say.
I'm sorry. I let it out too quick. I'm sorry. I just got excited because, you know, you tell me something. Everybody can't tell me something and make me excited. But I get excited when I see the truth. You know what I mean? We were around a millionaire, and he thought he was showing me something. I'm just looking at him like he milked it. And that's his business. But you ain't going to make me milk because you milked it, and you got plenty of money. And I tell him one thing. I got plenty of honey, and his name is Jesus, the Son of God, man. And I'm telling you, me and my wife even moving around a little better. I feel better, so much better. Since I laid my burdens down. I don't know if the Holy Spirit hit me right then. I had to do that for my grandmama and my mama that went on. Hopefully somebody liked that because some people need to lay their burdens down. Talking about all this fame and blame. You got fame, but you got a whole lot of blame. And on the Greg Shell Show, we just going to keep it 100. Be who you are. Be the child of God that God created you to be. You ain't got to think more smaller than nobody. Huh?
You're supposed to growl with.
That lion from the tribe of Judah.
No,
anybody get in the way will be handled. Huh?
I'm talking about with the song. I'm telling you about with the song. You know.
Oh, well, we get ready to be in Montgomery, Alabama.
You know, like that. Like those guys do.
Oh. Well, watch this. December the 9th. We going to be in Montgomery, Alabama. They done gave me a studio, girl. Ain't that something?
All right.
I say, wait a minute. Not just the studio, but they gave me the studio TV station manager. He was the station manager for TBN. And I just tell people one thing. We going to do it big in Montgomery, too, because I got my manager on the line. What's happening, Wayne? Is he there?
Yeah. My phone, you know, I'm laying in the hospital bed, right? And the phone slid down, and it was on mute, and I was trying to grab it when you called me. So, yes, I'm here, right here, and I'm going to be in December the 9th. I'm going to be in Montgomery in the studio. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. We going to be live, all the way live. Don't even have a clip. Don't even have a slide.
Yeah, you better know that. Shoot, slide on in there. Do what we do
huh?
And slide right on back out of there. And slide
dang,
into
like
something else.
Huh? I like how you said that, but let's do this. I know you're in the hospital, and we want the world that's out there to pray for my brother. He's in the hospital right now. He got the hospital. It don't have him. And he's healed in the name of Jesus, and we want the real prayers to come out, not the P-R-E-Y's, but the P-R-A-Y.
Oh.
Right here on the Great Show. Tell the world a little bit about yourself, brother.
Well, I'm a promoter also in the music industry, and I produce also shows, and I'm a artist manager, which Greg is one of my, Michelle is one of my artists. Also, I manage Mr. Jesse James, who did the song "I Can Do Bad All by Myself." I have so much. You don't have to read the book. Yeah, y'all have to read the book and see the documentary, which is be coming up sometime next year, called 1,000 Stories, which is really more stories than that. But, you know, so it's a whole lot to say about me, but then I'm not going to say too much. But I'm happy to be on this radio station, you know, and I'm happy to be a part of the Greg Shell organization. Okay. And
God be the glory, bro.
Yeah. And I thank God for all that. And, but just, I'm going to be on here often, so we're going to be on here every day.
Telling them about the discounts and the deals that we're offering and how they got to be a member of the Greg Shell Fan Club. And special perks and stuff come with that membership. You know what I mean? You have to talk to them like that. But let me put a pin in it right there with you. I got to call my brother on the line. I ain't talked to Donnie James, all the way
What's
from ACL, who hooked me up with this brother here that's now my manager. What's that,
yeah.
Man?
Yeah. Everything's cool, man. Glad to hear your voice, man. Glad to hear your song. Unbelievable.
Man, you
but
still cool as a cucumber, brother.
I know you, man. I know that song. We really like to feel the anointing in the song. And, you know, we done did some things together, and I tell you, it's even better. Yeah, that is something for today, man. I tell you, that song needs to spread like wildfire. You know, but...
you like that song, man?
Man, that is serious, man. I'm talking about that's what it is. You know, and it's got... You know, I love it the way it is. It's contemporary, and the message is now... And tomorrow, one of those forever messages, you know. And then, you know, it's a testimony song that's real strong, and the music and everything, and you're singing is just right on time, man. So, hey.
Well, do you know my sister put that song in the movie, In the Pastor's Study?
Hey, man, that song itself could take the movie. You know?
That guy, you serve Donnie. Let me tell you something. I just got to give a praise report because the enemy was trying to kill me. He had to put on, he almost had me down, and I said, like He-Man. You know how He-Man said, I have the power. I said, I have the power in Jesus Christ's name. And then I got strong, and then I had a cat, which was the lion, which was Kirby. And we came in, and then there you was in the gap. You know what I mean? A 3-4 cord is uneasily broken. And, boy, we shut down some demons.
Yeah, you know, it takes – It wasn't easy, though.
Boy, I was crying that night. I said, Lord, I know you told me you gave me power. And
see,
then he said, son, watch this.
That's how you come strong. That's how you become strong when you face these demons, man. It's because the further you go down, the further God, the greater God can use you. See, God can't use no man that hasn't been through it. So you go through the mud and the mark and the marrow and experience these things, God can take you to places that he can't take other folks. Because, see, people want folks to experience. At least I did when I was on crack and heroin and cocaine. You know, all that kind of crazy stuff. I want to hear somebody who had been through it. And, you know, so when you go through the mark in the mirror, remember those testimonies so you can use them when you're facing people who you know who they're crying out about the same experience, and then you can be a witness of what God has brought
you. That's real.
That's how he get the glory.
That's real.
That's all he wants. He don't want nothing else for him but glory.
He loves to bless the people.
He gives them glory.
When you get out of the way.
That's right. Got to get out of the way.
But I wanted to tell you this, man, in front of the world. I love you, brother, and I really appreciate the genuineness and the guidance. So I wanted to tell you that straight up in front of the world. And I'm looking forward to for you to be in Montgomery December the 9th. As they have given me a TV studio, man. It'll accommodate up to 60, an audience right. up to 60. So we're going to do it live in Montgomery, man, the civil rights capital of the world. Ain't God good? And
You're qualified to carry something like that, you know. You're qualified for something like that, and you really need something like that. And I expect God to do something like that with you because, you know, you continue to give him glory and you continue to do. You stay prepared. Every time I talk to you, it's a motivating situation about what you're doing. You know, anybody what you're going to do, you're doing something and always got something going on. I love this song, and I already hear a flute in it. You know that.
Oh,
it is.
Yeah, man. That song, I wrote that song in 15 minutes. God gave it to me in 15 minutes 11 years ago.
And that's the way it works. That's the way it works. When God gives you stuff, it don't take a while. It took us all. No, it comes in a minute. In a minute, because it's a message. But it has to be in the anointing. It can't be just something. It got to be anointing and got to be a message. And it comes in a minute. But in most cases, it's an experience or a testimony. But then in a time like now where there's so much trouble in the world, so much fighting, so much violence, and unmeasured violence, sometimes hatred violence from people who are supposed to love one another, you know, time like this.
I have a question.
Especially, I'm sorry.
Hey, I'm here.
Go ahead, DJ Prayer.
Okay. In the movie, In the Pastor's Study, there's a scene where an individual gets shot. Is there any way you can play an anointed flute sound so, you know, when that person gets shot and falls down to the ground, something so sad, like a tearjerker?
That's a very important part, and that's a good thing what you're saying, because that's a good time to really get people to open up their heart and see the reality of that kind of situation,
correct,
kind of action. So a good song would be fitting for that and let it go slow so you can really see and feel the message of what goes on or what can go on, you know, in a pastor study anywhere else, really. But when you do it this way,
correct,
especially if you're dealing with pastor, you know, he can get carried away too because then they call the chosen. When the unchosen ones get out there and do these things, this is what happens. And let his big hand, let God use anointing, breaking yokes. So now is the time. That was a good question.
Well, God has given us power, you guys. And as a promotional package, this is what we're going to offer DJ Prayer. I want to get y'all a pain about it. All y'all that's on the line, this is what we're going to be offering. All right. For $1,000. Right, we're going to offer you a 5-day, 4-night stay here in Orlando. I'm going to also give you 10 30-second commercials. And I'm going to give you, as a bonus, 2 tickets to one of my concert events. Five-star lodging. You just got to get it. And y'all heard it exclusively here on the Greg Shell Show. Y'all know we're going to be coming on 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, and we still trying to figure out that timeline. I'm looking at maybe 10 to 12 Eastern Standard Time or 11 to 1. I want to hear what the world think, what time I should come on. Me and DJ Prayer, we're going to have a host of celebrity guests here on the broadcast, and the celebrity is you. It ain't no Jay-Z, no Beyonce. It's you, the you that's inside of you. That's the celebrity that God has created. So I'm excited about that part, and that we looking for people for casting. We casting for new TV shows, new movies. If you have an idea about writing, whatever, we welcome you to our enterprises. Of course, you got to become a member first. That membership fee starts at $50 and can go up. Just depends on, do you want a Toyota, Mercedes, or a Bentley? Y'all hearing it exclusively here on the Greg Shell Show. We're really excited. I'm excited about In the Pastor's Study, guys. y'all go ahead if you want to be a sponsor, an advertiser, whatever. We're going to have the cast members to come hang out in a city near you, of course. If you have a church event, if you have an event and you need marketing and promotion, that is what we do here. We offer PR services, website design. We offer travel. Whatever you need, we offer it right here. And get ready, Donnie James is going to be hanging out with Greg Shell because we're getting ready to do some shows throughout the land with my manager, Mr. Shane Cunningham. What y'all think about that, man? Guess what we can do? If Maxwell, if you're listening out there, I want you to go on tour with us, man. We're going to do this man love tour where you love yourself, man. You know what I mean? Because in order, God put the men first. He ain't put the women first, right? But the women got to handle stuff because the men ain't whatever, you know, and that's your business because we all had to go down to come up. It's not putting you down, brother. We just want to show love. So I want to see, Maxwell, you listen, man. We want you to hang out with us on this tour in 2024. Also, Eric Benet, if you're listening, man, we want to make the world a better place. If you can, reach out and touch. Come on, we want you, Eric Benet. I want you on this big concert ticket with your boy Greg Shell. Also, Ruben Studdard, if you listen, man, I know you're in Birmingham, Alabama. Come hang out. We calling everybody to come hang out for the Man Love Tour, teaching men how to love themselves and reevaluate themselves. And the way you do that is through the word and the written word of God. So that's where we at. We want to see love, show love, be love, because God is love. And so with that being said, Donnie, what you got going on, man? I can't wait to hear that flute and that sax and that whoop and whoop.
Yeah, church yesterday up here in Atlanta, New Jerusalem, at the church anniversary, 75 years. And I was there to come play, and I was blessed and they was blessed. You know, God is so good, man. So I have to give him all glory because all I do is try to honor and, you know, just lift him up. Because he said, if I be lifted up, I draw, man. I mean, and only what you do for me, you're going to be rewarded. I try to store treasures in heaven. So I love your God. I love your spirituality. When you're spreading the spirit, then you're doing the right thing. So your show is a good thing, correct, even if you do 5 hours. You know, you're lifting up Jesus. You can do 10 hours. Somebody's going to be listening. So, you know, let's go as far as God take you.
So watch this, Don. I almost was in tears. And I hope you don't mind me sharing a testimony over the phone on your behalf. I already knew who you were. I told you when you first walked in that building, when the guy, you know, was doing whatever he thought he was doing, you walked in and you just said, get whatever you want. See? Mm. You ain't had to do no talking, no fancy words, no nothing. But he was doing all the talking and he was the asses of the asses. And I had to forgive him. But I wanted to share this.
Go ahead. Yeah, I was just saying, I'm not a procrastinator.
I wanted to share this with you.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, I know how you feel. I know how you feel, and I appreciate your encouragement and what you're saying just really make me feel better because I can't humble. I can't serve, but I can't keep it moving. So I see a lot of people sit around and talk and do nothing but procrastinate, and I can't do that no more. I've done it. That's how I know.
Correct.
I don't.
Hey.
That's all that was going on when I got there. Somewhat. But I saw where it was going.
Don, excuse me, Don, for interjecting, but I got to kind of, you know, I ain't going to put you on the spot, but I got a proposal to make to Donnie James.
No,
don't y'all say ain't nothing funny now. No, it ain't that. I don't want to marry you, Donnie. On the radio, I want to know, will you let me manage you? I'm on my knees.
Hey, we always just brother, manage me or not. It ain't about that because we're going to take care of one another anyway. So don't even go there.
Hey, in other words, this is what you've been doing.
You're a whole nother level.
Okay, a whole nother level. Hey, man. Woo.
Donnie,
work. What? You hey, y'all heard mention about the crack? Oh, man. We've been there, did that, and boy, roommates and everything. And God, I thank God for delivering us. Not only us, he delivered our families because they got sick and tired of being up, sick and tired of us. So
you know what?
God changed us and changed the family and changed the friends. He just changed everything. He made everything new.
Sometimes you
even some of the haters, even some of the haters became our footstool.
Yeah.
That's in the Bible. But I just want to say that and thank God. I praise God for that.
Oh yeah, we working together. We working as one. We working for Christ. Tell me what you do for him.
Right.
If you're not working for Christ, we work for two different people. And God said, if two are not working together, then they ain't going to be successful. So I ain't no sense of trying to go against him. You got to go with God if you want to be successful. And it's not about things, because we're up in heaven. So you got to be looking on the whole new world. God, come out of the world. I'm talking completely, and that's a process. That's a process.
That's what I did. Y'all gonna do this Christmas special? We're gonna do the Christmas special December the 9th. And we invite vendors the whole night, December the 9th, Montgomery, Alabama.
I did Trinidad December 9th. I'd be going from like the 1st until the 9th. Then I'd be coming back to America. My wife and I'll be going to Trinidad. I'd be going up for the first time.
Beautiful. Yeah, go ahead and Trinidad yourself. But I still want you to play for where you at.
Huh?
I'm going to put you on a virtual screen. And you can play and let them see you over there hanging out if that's something you wanted to do.
Well, I take my flute, but I have to leave my trumpet, sax, and keyboard and soprano here. Because you only can take so much and go on my flute. So I am a flute, but you ain't going to go without that.
They bring the flute. I want them to hear the Pied Piper in you. Hey, listen, my DJ, she got a special song she want to play you guys, and we want y'all to know, tell a friend and tell another friend to check us out here live on the Greg Shell Show Monday through Friday, and we want to know what time you think we should come on, from 10 to 12 or from 12 to or from 11 to 1. We want to know that right there because we are getting ready to put everything in place. If you got a business, a product, a brand, we definitely can help assist you in getting it to the next level. Y'all hearing the first right here on the Greg Shell Show. Here it is, DJ Prayer Special Request right here on the Greg Shell Show. We'll be right back.
Somebody know God's good. If you're not ashamed, tell somebody. You know, I want you to go ahead and pick up your telephone and say, God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that you can ever ask of him. Now, if you believe that, go ahead and wave your hand, because Jesus will make a way. If you believe that, come on, go with me. Listen. Sometimes in this old life, everything you do may not turn out right. Don't you worry.
Make
Contemporary gospel that is so beautiful, you know, that it's
so,
today.
So you like that?
I love it. And like the other one, man, the other one, you know, just both of those songs are just contemporary, and they're powerful, and they're beautiful, and the message is just so strong that anybody, even if you're not a Christian, you know, you'll listen to it. And, you know,
Thumbs
music,
up from the ATL.
This is the music, the kind of music that you listen to.
Thumbs up.
So it's nothing sad and dragging. It's a contemporary.
Yeah.
It got one of those kind of meanings and one of those kind of messages that, you know, make a person think. And hopefully, you know, with the anointing, and if they're looking for a direction, it'll make them deliver it. But, you know, the message after, you know, be delivered. See, the message in the song.
Well, DJ Prayer.
Words.
Excuse me, one second. DJ Prayer, I want you to play this one. I want you to play this track by Ernest Faust Jr. from the new movie Full Time Pimpin' that's available right now on Tubi. It's called Full Time Pimpin'. I tried to get Donnie to hang out with me in it, but he was busy at the time. But Donnie, we'll definitely go get you in on the TV series. But play the song, and I want you to tell me, Donnie, what you think about it. It's by my brother Ernest Faust, JR, and it's called God's Word, and y'all hearing it first right here on the Greg Shell Show. We'll be right back.
The Bible says they will come in my name. They will prophesy in my name. They will heal in my name. And they will cast out demons in my name.
This is for the fake ones.
All you fake pastors, all you fake elders, all you fake bishops, gonna get what's coming to you. All you fake pastors, all you fake elders, all you fake bishops, gonna get what's coming to you.
Oh. were chosen, yo. You just went, now you're putting on Sunday shows. Throwing off your Sunday clothes. Could you do it for the money? Liar. Cast through everything around you. Fire. Will consume you. Better retire. Better make it make before your time is expired. Fake preacher, you are down to the wire.
God's word to be played you with. God's word to be manipulated. God's word to be twisted. God's word. Yeah, 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 yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, 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 yeah. All you fake pastors, all you fake elders, all you fake bishops.
Hey y'all, what's happening? I want to welcome you back into the Greg Hill Show. We live here in Orlando, Florida. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Monday afternoon. The sky is blue. I don't see nothing in the air but some airplanes and some birds and some bad rides passing through my neighborhood. Right here on the Greg Hill Show, we live. What y'all thought about that track right there?
Well, I liked it. I was totally surprised about the I guess we can say the rapping, and it was appropriate. I loved it.
Yeah, I was on the other line, time to plug, but also one was calling me on the other line. I had to flip over. Anyway, I think it was awesome, man, because the music is very upbeat and on time. And the rapping, the thing about the rapping, see, I don't have no problem rapping, man. You know, I'm for spiritual and positive music. And if it's rapping, if it's positive, that is something that's so necessary today, because that's what's going on today with the world, especially the young people. And with more than just young people, they only listen to rap, you know. And so to have that rapping there is something that draws their attention. And then that God word, you know, the importance of it. It's not to be played with it, then get into that part where it tells people that you're faking and taking, especially if you like to freak out or pop or whatever. You got to think about it. And I think that message.
That's all it is, man. The truth. And the Bible says that we got to deal with the spirit of truth.
And I think that's what it's all about. When you do it that way, then whatever you do, go prosper. Because that's doing the right thing. And can't no one determine that but you, you know, about what you do, because you reap what you sow. And if you sow good things, you're going to reap good things. And when you're doing what God say, do, I don't care what it look like on the outside. In the end, you're going to be a prosperous person.
And you got to be with people that's going to hold on with you, you know what I mean, through the storm. You know, it wasn't built, the Bible said one plant, one water, but he get an increase. So I just learned, and I just thank God for holding on and not giving up. And, you know, I made some bad decisions along the way, but those were learning pieces to help me go and grow, just like you lifting weights.
Welcome to the club, we in the race. If you're him, you think you don't make no mistake every day. Well, I used to make mistakes. No, we make them every day. It may not be outside, but inside, because that mind gonna wonder. See, that mind still got that wild thing. God said a heart. He said the heart of a man is wild. You can't understand. You know, you just can't never tell what may come out of it. Even though your purpose, your intentions are good, you know, God said the spirit, you know, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. And that word.
You know, I went to my uncle's funeral last weekend. It was so funny. My uncle was doing the ceremony, right? He's like, he said, boy, you sure can't do it in that flush. He ain't say flesh. He say that flush. That flush? Ooh, that flush, that flush, you got to hold that flush down. Boy, you got to hold that flush down. You can't do that with that flush.
Kill it. Kill it. Well, I say,
wait a minute. You can't do that with your, you can't do that with your flush, DJ Press. You can't do that with that flush. Wait a minute.
That's why it's important. That's why it's important. You grind iron, because if you grind someone that's trying to help you with that.
Hey, yo, what's up? This round dynamite sharp. I'm sharp too. Boy, look at him. I'm so goddamn sharp today. My toenail cut through my sock. But you know what? Boy, I'm here. I'm happy. I don't know. I need a little money right now. Somebody need to throw me stuff. Throw a dog a bone. You know what I mean? I'm right here. I'm Reverend Dynamite. I'm sharp. Ooh, look at that. That bump then went to rising on my butt like that. Oh, what that is right there going on right there? That thing sang too like a bee. There ain't no Muhammad Ali right there. That thing, no, it sang. Ooh, Lord. Hey, man, you got to go, man. You took up too much time. Time up. Sorry about that, Donnie, y'all. You know.
Get
them 5 minutes.
You better send him on his way. Get him on out of here.
Oh, good morning, Pastor Lula, man.
Good morning, Pastor Bradley. How
are
you doing today, baby?
I'm truly blessed and highly favored. I got my manager on the line. I got my good friend on the line, Donnie James from Atlanta, and hopefully he's gonna be on the show after the December night. Me and him.
It's an honor and a blessing to meet both of you right here on the Greg Hill Show.
Amen.
Where you been? Yeah. You get ready for Thanksgiving?
I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, corn, chicken, yams.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like something good, though.
Oh. So, Darren, what's your Thanksgiving plan?
Well, I'm going out to my sister. She has a dinner at her house. I'm taking you out there. It's on the East Point side of town. And that's about it for right now. But just taking one day at a time. That's the plan for that day, is to go out to
my
sister.
I got to pull up to that, Donnie.
Huh?
I got to pull up.
But that's what the plans are right now, is to go out there. So, hey, man, come on through, man. You know, there's going to be more than enough food.
Always.
What's up? Well, that was up, man. What you got planned, man?
Well, I'm going to be here with the family. And I wanted to go see my dad, but that didn't happen. But I'm going to surprise him, guys, willing for a holiday. I don't like to put it out there, but I'm believing God for Christmas. I can hang out with my dad for Christmas. I'm believing God for that. But y'all think about the Greg Hill Show? What time you think we should come on? From 10 to 12 or from 11 to 1?
Well, like right now I got to flip over to my brother's show because it is from 12 to 1. Well, from 12 to whatever time, you know, just noonday prayer thing. Whoever come on can pray or testify or something. But it started at 12 and I need to get there. But you know, like I say, you know, during my daytime, normally I'd be, you know, out there on the grind, you know, in the daytime, so I really don't have time to kick it in. But, you know, sometime after 12 would be probably a better time, I'll say, you know. Some folks do morning things, some folks do evening things, but
I wasn't saying it specifically for you. I'm saying in general, time you think would be an appropriate time to come on, because you can come on anytime, because you got that type of clout with me.
Another thing is like audience, you know, what kind of audience, you know. And then, you know, like most people.
We want the business
off. Yeah, most people that's kind of retired, they do a morning thing, you know, they get up in the morning and do things. So, you know, 10, 9, 10, you know, they listen to the news for the most part, you know, and then after that.
So you figure from 9 to 10 from 8 to 11, I mean 8 to 10?
I would say like from between 8 to 10, I'll start like with an hour, you know, like 9, 10, or
start out with an hour from 9 to 10.
You see what kind of feedback you get from that, and then if the feedback good, then I'll just scratch it out a little longer, you know, if you got a way you can, you know, monitor your listeners, you know. And then if it's for an hour, you know, and your listeners start picking up, then I add a little more time. But right now I start off with a short time, Well, I got to flip over right now. I got to call the friend like we just called him.
Well,
hey,
we get ready to close out the show anyway, Donnie. And before you leave, just leave the world with a prayer. Thank you so much for hanging out with me today on the Greg Shell Show. It was totally a surprise. Thank you, Wayne, for, you know, chiming in, my big brother. I love you, man. And go ahead and leave the world with a message of hope as we close out this edition of the Greg Shell Show.
Yeah, it's been a blast, you know, and every time, you know, it seems to get better and better. So I'm just grateful, you know, that I talked to Brother Wayne. He told me about it, you know, because I was off on a whole other thing, but I'm glad I'm on it. But anyway, let's pray. Father, right now, we just want to thank you for being in the presence, dog. Like you said, if you're two or three girls together in your name and touching and agreeing, Lord, in the spiritual world, Lord, we're touching and we're agreeing. Father, we feel you in the midst. We just thank you right now, Lord, for your Holy Spirit. Thank you for the anointing, Lord. Thank you for everyone. Have hand in this ministry, Lord. We want you to get glory, Lord. We want you to get honor, Lord. We want you to get praise. Lord, we just want to help build up ministry, Lord, on the real. We want to charge your people, Lord, so that they may be here to be stronger, Lord, in the last and every days, Father. We just want to thank you, Father, right now for what you're doing.
Thank
what
you.
Lord, what you're going to do in the future, Lord. We just praise you, Lord, for Wayne. And
thank you.
Committed, Lord, this commitment to your word, Lord, for what he's doing, Lord. We ask for special blessings, Lord, a special anointing, a prosper anointing, Lord,
right
on his mind, his,
right
on, his act, on his activity, Lord, and even on Wayne, Lord, and on all of us, Father. We just want you to special anointing, Lord, with your protection, with your love, with your peace, Lord, with your joy, to give us the strength, Lord, to go on, Lord, in the midst of trials and trouble. And we pray for everybody who in this world, Lord, going through pain, Lord, we ask that you let your light, let your anointing flow, Lord, and let your peace flow, Lord, and let them know, Lord, that it's your peace, not the peace that the world gives, but the peace that only you, Lord, so that they can come close to you,
Lord.
Thank you. Fill, Lord, with your Holy Spirit in Christ's precious name, we pray. Amen. And amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. And, Donnie, I wanted to tell you this, brother. I want you to play the Lord's Prayer on the flute. You want to record that because the anointing that God has over you, it's gonna wake up the dead. And the
be careful. He's got the flute right there by and the flute right there by him now, I promise you. See? Told you.
I had to work on the Lord's Prayer because with the Lord's Prayer, many people sing in different ways, and I had to play it in my way. So
that's bad, brother.
Hmm?
That's amazing. Thank you so much for that. Peace. Listen, when you
that.
Get
hey,
back, say you can get
back. Me to do that. That's something me to think about. Hmm? Okay, I'm going to look forward to doing that next time we come together, you know. So I'm glad you asked me to learn that particular pattern because it's just a pattern I was telling how you do the prayer. But, hey, man, y'all be blessed.
Be
doing this.
All right,
Donna.
Thank you for being in this
position.
Catch
up with Atlanta, baby.
Hey.
Better. Okay, y'all.
Hey, Wayne.
Yay.
Hey, Wayne.
Yeah, I'm here.
I get me and you getting engaged at the right time, right?
Oh yeah, yes sir.
Cause a wedding getting ready to happen, huh?
I do.
I do too. You take my ring.
Yes. Yep. You take mine.
You accept my ring.
We got rings for everybody. We have
Because Kirby got to get up ring. Hang on, Miss Red Bull.
Hey, let me interject real quick on something. The Donna James and that flute. You might not believe me, but I only play. Donna got that flute with him all the time. He probably go to the grocery store with that flute. That's why I knew it was right there with him. He probably was holding it the whole time.
Yeah,
the man
how quick
flute.
He came out with.
I know it was already out. Just telling you.
Yeah. That's
man, that brother. That brother.
You know
right
my voice better now. I had to sit back I had to sit back. I had to wait on God's timing, but he told me, now it's time. So we reaching out. Go ahead and reach out from the manager to ask them Maxwell, if Maxwell, Ebenezer, Ruben, Studdard, if they listen, tell them to give you a call.
Maxwell, listen, man, love your music. I love your, the whole aura, okay? If you can, if you will, give me a call at 404-957-1011. And my name is Wayne Cunningham, and I am the CEO and founder of Yoda, Yodda, World Entertainment. And you can catch me at Yoda World, ENT, at yahoo.com. And I'm Greg Shell, manager, so if anybody needs to talk to Greg, you got to talk to me first. Thank y'all. We go back and have it for you. We got a whole bunch of stuff
that
going on, man.
Funny.
This is a new life. I wish I could hear that song, New Life by John P. Key. New Life by John P. Key.
New Life.
The song.
I got to get the library together. You got to help me. Listen, I want to come out there this weekend.
Come on.
You think we can get together this weekend and make a record?
Yeah, man. We can go over to Pat's house, Dunn and Sister. We can go over there and eat some of those before Patty LaBelle potato pies. That potato pie, I don't know, y'all don't know this. He don't really talk about it, but that's Dunn's first cousin, Patty LaBelle. And the pies, I'm telling you, trying to let everybody else know. The recipe, the potato pie, came from Donna James' mother, and her name is Joshua May. And she was so lovingly called, and you couldn't nobody call her Mrs. or kids couldn't call her ma'am or nothing. It's Joshua May. Anyway, that came out of Joshua May's recipe book. Boy, they going to be pies all over the place, so you got to come on, Greg. You got to come up here, man.
Well, it'll be this weekend. I got to hang out with my family for Thanksgiving.
Well, I'll send you one then. How about that?
I'll be there this weekend. I plan on coming out this weekend. So, like, Saturday.
I might be able to get
Hey, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in to this episode of the Greg Shell Show. Hopefully, something encouraged you, inspired you, because we do keep it 100. Brother Wayne, if you want to lead the world with something today, what's going to be the word, your closing remarks?
Keep on keeping on. Don't let nothing stop you. I'm talking about nothing. Go over it, under it, around it. Go through it. Because in order to get to the next step, we got to go through some things. And God got us. He leading us, and he got us all back all at the same time. So that's the only thing I can leave you. Praise God.
Hey, man, I appreciate you. We want to thank you again for tuning in to this episode of the Greg Shell Show. Tune in tomorrow, same time, 11 a.m. to 12, exclusively here on Blog Talk Radio at www.blogtalkradio.com/ The Greg Shell Show. Make sure you put the number 3. We also brought to you today on behalf of Kirby Capone Productions, for all your production needs, you trying to get whatever, photography, still shots, whatever, we brought to you on behalf of Kirby Capone Productions. Keep in mind the brand new movie, In the Pastor's Study, coming to a theater near you real soon, or a city near you where we can set up on your property with your own exclusive private audience right here on the Greg Shell Show. Tune in to the station, because we're going to be giving away discount tickets on events, and we got our new T-shirts, we got the new shoes, G2Zs, so a whole lot of product branding. And if you got a product and you need it branded or or you need the word to get out about your business or your brand, you can reach Mr. Cunningham again. Cunningham, what's that number he can reach you at?
404-957-1011. 404-957-1011. Call me anytime.
Okay. I want to thank you for that. DJ Prayer, I want to let the world know, too, we're hiring. We are looking for motivated individuals who are good in sales and marketing and branding. And, of course, you can write your own check every day. You know what I mean? You can get compensated every day, just like DoorDash or any other Dash. But, you know, if you don't sell that, you don't get nothing. So it's like that. So we want to let you know we are hiring. And it's great part-time money. You know, you can help other businesses build their brand at a cost, and once they pay, you get paid. Simple. All right. Well, thank you again for hanging out with us on the Greg Shell Show. DJ Prayer, you there? You got any closing remarks?
Keep on praising God.
There she is. There she is. Hey
DJ
Brother Wayne,
Prayer.
Give her a couple of those voices,
Prayer,
that you
how
have.
You doing?
Hey, how you doing? I'm okay.
What you say, Greg?
You know DJ Prayer is my sister out there in Texas, her and her husband.
Yeah.
I go under the water and back through the water for them.
Uh-huh.
Because they real.
Shoot,
so
man.
You need to know who she is anyway. So chop it up.
I'm trying to get out there and get some of those lobsters before the you know, those
dogs
eat it all. I don't know if I can get up on, you got 7 horses. I don't think I can get up on any of them. But maybe I can get a ladder or something. But I, yeah.
You can get on them.
No,
Greg got on the truck and got on top of it.
It might be hard because I'm in here for, I'm getting a toe amputated today, and I already got, I ain't got the serum right now. I might have 6.5 in the next few hours, or maybe just 6. So getting up on the horse, maybe y'all can throw me up there or something, but I'm getting on.
That's all right. God's going to heal that up and get you some steel-toe boots, and it's ready to ride. I had a pipe fall on my toe. It feels like it's been amputated, but...
So
I walk with the gangster
now. Oh, yeah.
She got the walk so bad. Her walk so bad, brother. I ain't never seen no walk that bad, man. When she walk, it'll put fear in you if you kind of soft.
She's
that damn walk, she got
what kind of gangster?
Damn, stand back on her leg. She stand back in her leg.
What did she? What they call that?
And then she bumped
and told or something like that.
No.
Yeah, and then she walked with her feet in. She walked like John Wayne. Walked like John Wayne, scared the shit out of you.
Yeah, riding them horses, I'm sure.
Strong too. She picked up a whole washing machine. I ain't trying to put her out there like that. I say, Lord, I hope my husband don't never do no shit wrong.
A washing machine.
Oh damn, big ass washing machine by herself. She just swung me out the way like a little rope. And I, you know, when somebody like that, you just let them have their way. You don't really mess with them. You show them love, and then she put me in a headlock. Your ass ain't getting out. You a brute.
Hey, where in Texas?
Oh,
what part of Texas? DJ.
Uh-huh.
Hello? What part of Texas?
We
on the other side of H-Town.
H on the other side of H. Okay. I-10. Gotcha.
Yeah.
She over there like the Beverly Hillbillies, man.
What?
Shit. She over there like the Beverly Hillbillies. Shit. She living like the Beverly Hillbillies over there. Shit.
I hope she... Hey, do me. You can't cook, can't you? Because I can't eat none of them Ellie Mae biscuits. Hog jowls.
Hey, boy.
I can't cook. That's why I don't want no more lobster. you know, this last batch of lobster I cooked, I tried it again. We split it in half and stuff like that. But I should have took it out the shell and put it in some kind of batter or something. I don't know. That lobster, I just can't do the lobster. But the turkey necks and them oxtails and all that stuff with the fringe and cornbread and stuff like that, it's a hit.
Tell him what,
this old boy here from Georgia, and you know what? I'm coming with Wayne when he come out there because I can ride a horse. I can even slaughter a horse if necessary, but I don't think you want that. But
okay,
but I'm coming out there for the fried lobster.
What we
is
do,
that
we
all right?
Cool fire. Cool fire.
Is that all right?
Yeah,
if I tag along?
We put you on him with just a rope. No saddle.
Well, we don't play with ropes now, baby. We people get in trouble when we go to talking about ropes now, baby. People just don't understand. we don't do that no more. Well,
oh,
at least I don't.
You know, riding bareback? No rope, just hold on to the mane?
I don't know about barebacking because I do have some family jewels that might not be able to take it.
Ask Greg about it. Ask Greg. You hear him, Greg?
I am.
That's how you was riding.
Hey, she got a video, man. She got a video.
Give me this phone. He be tripping, man. I forget that dude, yeah, man. He just is crazy.
He said
he was going to a hog ride contest at the fair.
Oh, no.
Hey, Kurt, yeah. Where are you in that video? Tell Wayne what I'm famous for. Tell him what I can cook.
Yeah.
I tell him on that horse bareback.
No, I say tell him what I can cook.
And I said I'll tell him you got on that horse bareback because he's talking about his jewels, but you rode it bareback.
Shit, it felt like a row of knives in my ass.
I'm not doing it. Oh,
so uncomfortable.
Hey, what is that? This man know how to cook, though. What's he famous for, DJ?
He go hard with the fish and the fried crab. Ooh-wee.
And the fried crab?
Yep.
We're going to have a cooking. We're going to have not a contest, but we're going to have a cook-off.
But we can and put it on TV.
Oh, what?
We can have a cook-off and have people to register.
Yeah, I got a cook show I'm coming up with. It's called while we on here. It's called a happy diabetic. You know, because a lot of diabetics don't know how to eat and you know and stuff like that. And I want to do a show to happy diabetic and you know with recipe books and all this stuff.
I love it. I love it, man. That's a
but
good
But I can
show.
Burn now. I can burn it. Trust me, I can burn.
All right.
He said he's a chef, too. Kirby said he got access to three more other chefs, and you know I got my own personal chef. So that'll be the kickoff. That'll be back.
That is all of my personal chefs, actually. But they don't stay with me yet. Yes, sir.
I'm the one out of the family, that's
Hey,
but this is just
man,
good.
We're gonna have a party like they say. What that dude name? Having a party. Everybody,
Mr. Vandross.
Yeah, Mr. Vandross. I can't hold a note. I'm sorry, y'all. I cannot hold a note. So, man, I got to hear this song, Greg. I got to hear this song. Ain't no way we can get this song played. The John P. Key.
I gotta pull it up.
Oh, you can pull it up.
I don't. I gotta build my library.
You can't do it right
now. I don't have.
Oh, yeah.
You
okay.
can Google it, though. Google the song on your phone.
Oh, shoot. Man, John P. Key, New Life.
Google John P. Key in the name of the song.
I got it. I'm doing it right now. I don't know why.
See, you had all that energy in front of you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, no, man, listen, let's do this. Let me put my people out here named Chris Willis, right? He's with the First Church SDA Choir someplace. But anyway, Chris is a very one of my business partners, one of the most humblest guys I ever met in my entire life. So what we're doing now is we're going to play one of his songs. It's in the church. Can y'all hear it?
I can't.
Wait a minute. I can't either. Nope. Can't do that one.
Let me get that. I'll get it.
You got it?
Yeah, go ahead. I'll grab it.
All right. What do you want? The Chris Willis? Hey, you hear me?
What's the name of the song?
It is called, hold up, let me get it here. It is, wow. Man, I don't know what's the song called. It's Chris Willis with the first, with a choir. With the first, okay, Chris Willis with First Church SDA Choir, Huntsville, Alabama. 2015. Yep,
that's it. Hey, Kurt, for the first time in a long time, I got everything pretty much lined up. I got to get Brother Grace on the line, and we can go ahead and start on our marketing and stuff for everything.
Y'all get it?
Everything. Say it again.
Is it working, DJ?
It's playing. I guess y'all can't hear it, so trying to see how to download these things.
Y'all know we're still on the radio line. We got to get on the regular line.
No, look. I can't even. Man,
we got to hang up.
We're
on the radio.
All these wires. Yeah, okay.
We got to hang up. We're on the radio.
All right, okay. I got my tablet over there, but I got all these wires hooked up to me. I'm not able to reach it. But I'm getting ready to go to surgery in a short while, guys. Y'all, I know y'all holding me up in prayer. You know, I appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't scared. I'm ready to get it. Because as soon as I go through this surgery, I can move right on into something else. You know.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay.
It's not going to work. Well, I guess Greg's up. He got Greg. He has up. You still there?
Take them little houses and put a whole bunch of them together. Or I can just get something in the city. But we're going to own them little houses.
All right, he dropped.